Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Chinese government has announced that all online news outlets must obtain government licenses. The UK has the lowest banner ad viewability rates in Europe, and Amazon has announced plans to expand its Indian operations. The Chinese internet watchdog has announced changes to the country's online regulations for the first time in over a decade. New laws are set to come into effect on the 1st of June and require all online news outlets to obtain government licenses. The change applies to news broadcasters on any website, forum, blog, or messaging service in the country. This has been seen as another step in the government's crackdown on uncensored news in China, but it's the first time that public instant messaging accounts have been directly targeted. Last year, censors in China closed down multiple news channels, as well as banning certain sites' writers from producing original content. New figures released by Metrix have indicated that the UK has the lowest banner ad viewability rate in Europe. According to the research, just 47% of all banner ads delivered last year met minimum viewability guidelines, defined as meaning that half of the ad appeared on the screen for more than 1 second. This is estimated to mean that around £750 million was wasted on non-viewable ads. These figures put the UK well below its fellow European countries, such as Austria and France, that saw 67 and 60% viewability, respectively. A spokesperson from Metrix said that smaller screen sizes were causing figures to drop due to the increased amount of scrolling required, as well as desktop ads being served on mobile devices. Amazon has announced plans to expand its Indian operations. The plans reveal that 7 new warehouses will be opened in the country and will provide employment to 4,000 people in the country. The expansion comes as a result of ever-growing sales in India, with Amazon seeing growth of almost 85% in Q1 2017. Amazon has already invested $5 billion in the market in an attempt to gain ground on local competition such as Flipkart. This planned expansion will be helped by an expected increase in internet users in the country. A report from the Internet and Mobile Association of India forecasts that whilst urban areas of India are fast reaching a saturation point in terms of internet penetration, rural internet penetration is expected to grow by 26% before July. It was also reported that 92% of those in rural areas of India consider mobile to be their primary internet device. Apple has hit another wall in the Far East after its Q1 2017 earnings fell well below expectations in the market. This follows on from a dip in the region last year that was said to be due to growing competition, but continuing poor results increase what has become a 34% drop in sales over the last 2 years. Decreasing performance in countries like China and Taiwan has had a big impact on Apple's global earnings, which were announced as $52.9 billion below the forecasted $53 billion. However, whilst hardware such as the iPhone has taken a knock, Apple's services are continuing to grow, drawing in revenue of $7 billion, up from $6 billion in Q2 2016. And finally, e-commerce in Turkey was worth nearly 8 billion euros in 2016, up from 6.4 billion euros in 2015. The growth comes after a few years of strong performance in the country, as e-commerce's share of the total retail market has grown from 1.7% to 3.5% since 2012. Online retail grew by 34% last year, beating online betting and travel. Erol Bilecik, the head of the Turkish Industry and Business Association, said that e-commerce in Turkey showed strong growth potential, adding that improving digital literacy was vital to continuing the success. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.